Hi, Peter, and very welcome back to Italy and Metalsok Finland. We met at the end of January during your first leg of the Back to the Black tour. Can you please give me a wrap-up of it? And what is the nicest memory?
I know tour is usually like nice memories. I don't like point like the particular one, because there are too many of them.
Yeah.
And the first part was a little bit like more spectacular, if I can say. Like everything was a big surprise for everybody, for us, for team, for promoters. You mentioned that it was the first leg. So to be completed, we need like a second leg. To be more stable, so we decided to do the second one. And yeah, this is more like fulfilling some places we couldn't visit
the first time.
On the first part.
Yes, yes. And then after the tour, you had a couple of months in Poland, but I guess they were quite full of activity. What exactly did you do?
Actually, we wanted to keep it more private, to spend this. Was about 2 months to spend it more with friends, families, just like we are humans and we're professional musicians, of course, but sometimes we have to do something different just to keep the music in the heart, not to feel like this is just a job, and it shouldn't be something we need to do to survive. It need to be something we love, because we still love to do music, and that's why we're doing it. So to just focus something different for those 2 months, we spent at home, and we kept doing something different, not just what we're doing for a big part of the year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just sometimes like we need to do something to have time just for us, for privacy,
you know,
to clean up mind and to be ready for next time.
Yes. So 15 days ago you kicked off for the second leg of the tour, besides many different countries and other co-bands. Does this tour follow up in the footsteps of the first leg, or is there something new you are offering this time to your audience?
You know what, this is the second part, so we didn't want to change the set list radically, so 99% is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
It's quite a long setup, so we're ready to play 75 minutes or more, and believe me, this is enough, you know, to with such intense music Vader does. It's totally enough for one night for everybody, especially we're not alone that on every night, so we have friends, we have three more bands, and this evening is like more than a few hours of intense metal, so that's absolutely more than enough for every extreme maniac. Just what makes it a little bit different, so we prepared a special setup which is a little bit shorter but different for festivals on which we take part on the second leg of Back to the Black tour.
Yeah, yeah.
So that the only difference is like we changed a few songs to make the whole set as a whole. Because of course, having just an hour to play or something about that, we are not able to play what we prepared for Back to the Black, which includes the whole Saltis album and the whole Black to the Blind album altogether is about an hour. And we can't just play those albums, even if it's like main part of the tour.
Yeah.
So we mixed the history of Vader, which is like several hits, you know, from different albums, and we made it kind of special.
Yeah.
To make different compared to what we did last year.
And talking about the festivals, as they are normally considered a sort of mix of different genres, and also the audience is coming from different musical backgrounds. So what is the feeling on stage when you play in a festival or a show like tonight that basically they are Vader fans?
You know, actually I liked the regular tour better, because this is when we can show the full potential of the band. It's not just because when we are like a main band on the evening, so the people come, and so they're mostly the Vader fans. But
yes,
you know, festivals is usually like the problem with the whole logistic with organization. It's too many bands. We usually don't have as much time as we wished to show what we wanted to show.
Yeah.
So of course, if I'd had a choice of the regular tour, it's always better.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's not talking just about Vader. I'm talking about the tour in general,
yes,
all bands. But you know, festivals are pretty much popular for so many years, and fans coming to meet together, and of course the metal, the bands are still like the most important thing, but this is not just that thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting is the first of all, and so we respect it. You know, it's always good deal just to meet friends from all the bands, to have a time to drink beer, to talk, you know, together for a while.
Yeah.
You know, usually festivals means like everything is in rush, so it's not you don't have as much time. But but anyway, like it's still something nice, you know. Too. So we are kind of family. We know many bands for many years, and it's always good to meet a family member after years sometimes.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yeah.
So that's why festival is also pretty much welcome by everybody, also by Vader.
Yeah.
But again, the regular touring is still like
the one that you prefer.
Yes. It's something I do prefer, of course.
Yeah. And during about the long transfers, you know, yesterday you were playing Rome, today we are here in Milan. So during those long hours, what do you do? How you spend your time?
We sleep mostly.
Yes.
We sleep, or sometimes if we have time, so we just have fun, talking, drinking right here downstairs in the bus. This is kind of like an open restaurant, we can say.
Yes.
A Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
do you play something? Do you,
you
have music here as well?
Of course, we play music. We talk about music, like we talk about life. You know, we're friends here on tour, so we all together and. So we like brothers, you know, so that's nice part of being touring.
Yes.
Together,
yes.
With the bands, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, as I say at the beginning, so bus is very helpful on tour when we have like distances, long distances, like you just mentioned. And without that, the tour starts to be a kind of logistic problem.
Yes.
Definitely, we are really better prepared for the show, being relaxed after a trip in a bus like this.
Yes.
Than if we have to travel by van,
yes,
which is going to happen in the end of the tour, actually.
Yeah. And now, last time you had other bands, and now you have Melekeş, Sterpaus, and Wild. So, did you know these guys before, or is it now that you are getting to know each other?
I met Ashmedi from Melekeş before.
Yeah.
So we knew each other like for some years, but we never had a chance like to play a tour together.
Yeah.
For the first time. So finally, and you know, who's playing with us? Usually, this is not like in my. It's not my part of work.
Yeah.
Massive Music. Which is also like our management, Vader's management. So this is their part of job, and actually they decided who plays with us, who joined the party, you know, for this or that part of the tour. And
you get along well.
This is kind of business. You know, actually, that's why we have a manager. I focus on music and this kind of stuff. I was never good in business. I just got too big heart for that. And, you know, all this money, things, business is just not
it's
familiar
out of
to
your,
me.
Your
I'm
way
not
of
good
thinking.
In that, you know. I'm not
okay,
good in that.
Everybody has their special talents.
Yeah, exactly. You know, to be a manager, it's not easy, you know, especially if you work with a band who is for so many years, and so we need to be flexible to survive, you know, to play as manage shows if you want to play. It's not easy, you know, especially if we professional bands and we live from music, so we cannot just go, and, you know, that'd be great, but, you know, it's like, unfortunately, I cannot go to the store and ask, like, give me that and give me that, so I can play music for you for that. It's not yet. Whatever. And it's good to have a good manager, good to have a boss, it's good to have a good band, it's good to have friends like on tour. So it's still happening, so we keep doing that. So this is actually
still
what makes
many,
me
many
joyful
years.
For many years. Exactly.
Yes. While on stage, how would you describe the input of your audience? I mean, that if it happens that you have a bad day, that you don't, you know, feel yourself. What is, in those cases, the input, how audience can...
You know, I mentioned before, we're just humans, but actually, we're a professional band, and since so many people, fans, are involved in every show, nobody cares, and nobody gives a fuck about, like, how you feel. And, of course, if I feel good, and if I'm totally ready, 100% ready for the show, it's better for everyone, because I can perform 100%, the people can get it like 100%. But of course sometimes happens that I'm sick, or there's like not everything is like ready for a good show, some technical stuff or something. So we, a band who pretty much experienced with all this shit and the problems, and we're here to bring as much as possible from anything we have available to play a good show and to leave good memories for fans.
Yes.
Of course, it's subjective, and I know that. I'm a fan of metal for years, and sometimes I liked the show, I didn't like the show, it happened before, but I'm still coming to the shows, and I know that everything is made by humanity, made by humans, with all this weakness included. So I can't just like close an eye for
some
not
minor,
perfections
minor
and
impact,
things, you know. But all in all, nothing changed since the beginning. For me, performance is life, that's the meaning of metal, and just not gonna stop that as long as we're able to do that. So we're here to bring as perfect show
as
we can, but if somebody is really into perfection, you should stay home and listen to the CD. Life is for real metalheads to spend, to feel the sweat, to feel the, you know, the emotions.
Yes.
And we're not here to like look just for perfection in every inch of everything.
Yeah, but life, live show is the real stuff.
Pretty much, that's why we call it life. You know, there's no fake. One thing is pretty much important, and this is totally priority for me and for the whole Vader. That's because we totally respect our fans coming to the show, so who sometimes, almost every time, has to pay for entrance, and they come in to see this good show, and that's why we're here. So because we respect, we don't drink before, so we totally clear, we are ready to give 100% of our abilities every night. It's not changing.
Yeah, but it must be also tough, I mean, to play every night. And normally you have, you know, one month's tour and only one day.
Oh, come on, that's pussies. No, we're not pussies, we can play every night. Sometimes we need a break, but just because the body is not perfect.
Yeah.
Sometimes the voice chords like need just a rest a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially if I need to scream for 1.5 hours, you know. If we have the concert which is like 40 minutes, so it's not a problem. But if it's double time, so I have to care about my voice.
Yeah,
so sometimes even if I like to play every night, I don't really need like a day off.
Yeah.
Sometimes to have, you know, chance to go to see something more than just like a venue.
Yes.
But in general, so we were to play every night. We like soldiers in a battlefield, so there's no place for weak people here. So we, this is metal.
This is metal. And talking about different situations that you have had during the tour, what has been the funniest or nicest situation you have had so far?
Oh, I don't know. What means funny situation?
Oh, so nicest.
Like, you know, funny situation is happening all the time. I don't know if I can talk about like everything. I'm afraid more about like horror stories, which is like it happened several years ago. So we had like probably the longest tour ever we did after we realized in Precious and Blood. Mm. And so we had about 90 shows in a row.
Ooh.
With a really long break in between.
Yes.
And at the end of a tour, I just lost my voice. That was probably in somewhere in Balkans. I totally lost my voice. I just couldn't. It was like nothing.
Yeah.
It was nothing coming up my mouth. And that was a funny situation because I was totally ready for the show, but my voice. And we were trying to do, you know, the promoter, because there was many people on the show, and the promoter was like green faced, like, was what to do and what can I do? I was like just smiling. We're trying like all medicines available around probably to do something. So finally we decided just to go, and I was like not screaming, I was just like whispering to the crowd.
Just
the only choice is like we can play, and I can just try to do whatever I can, whatever I'm able to do with my voice. It was like 1 hour of different
turned off.
No, but it was no, there was like different sounds coming up my throat, you know? But that was all I could do, and everybody was happy. It was like moshing everything. But so the other solution was just to cancel the show, and nobody wanted that. So so I said, all right,
okay,
if you're with that, I will do what I can.
Yeah.
The rest is yours.
Talking about the food.
Listen
to the question. You know, they say in Italy that when you go Roma to, as Romans do, I mean that you eat the local stuff and everything. But during these different shows, what has had most delicious or nicest food or dish that you have eaten or drink that you have drinken?
It's hard to say, you know. We're from Poland, so we like to eat good, but from the other side, what is good for us is not, might be not as good for foreigners or for their people.
Yeah.
So, you know, being on tour means to have a stomach made of steel. So the same as here.
Yeah.
So we like to taste some like local food, like different parts of the world.
Yeah.
But sometimes if there's really a problem, you know, with something, so we do what everybody does. Just we go to like normal, regular restaurants with junk
McDonald's,
food.
McDonald's. Yeah.
I hate McDonald's, but sometimes, believe me, if there's nothing, no other option, there's no other chance to find anything around. That's the only hope.
The life savior.
The problem starts in U.S. when there's nothing other than like McDonald's, like Burger King and shit. You know? So every time we spend a month or more in U.S., I'm losing weight, you know, after I come back, because I just can't eat that food for longer. It's just like a must if you really to have anything in your stomach, but it's not food, you know, it's like, no, you mentioned Roma is like not lucky for us, because I don't remember if we ever had good food in the capital of Italy. So this is, I love the city, but I don't want to mention anything about the food given to us in that city, because I just don't remember anything good if we're talking about like food in Roma. Different is in the other part, especially north of Italy is different. Food is here always like better served, like better prepared, everything is more organized, better organized. But you know, as I said, this is a battlefield. We respect all promoters. Sometimes, you know, it's just like all they can do, you know, because sometimes it's just like not as big show, like not for as many people like everybody expected.
Yeah.
So we're flexible and we not cry babies, you know, so we like what we have.
Cool.
But don't take it too loud, because everybody's not gonna serve it and gonna start to cry like, this is all we have. You know, first thing is, you know, this came from our memories, from experience. To feed bands good at the beginning means to eliminate many problems with people for the rest of the day. You know, because everybody, if it's good feed, act more nice, and we are like better people.
Yeah.
If a team, crew, if we're hungry, we're not as good as we're supposed to be.
I become evil. If I'm hungry and I can't eat, I become very
hungry
evil.
Hungry means angry.
Right? Yes, yes. And among all these cities that you have visited in tour, what would be the ones where you would like to go back as a tourist?
Oh, many places. Mm. Many places. Of course, like, because we play for so many years, so many places on tour. So we were visiting for years, so we know that totally.
Mm-hmm.
So we always give more attention on like more exotic places, because this is exotic.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember we spent the days in Kathmandu in Nepal. So I definitely want to get back in those area just as a tourist, just to see more. We saw a lot, but I want to see more.
Yeah.
I love Japan, so I wish to be there as a tourist as well. The more places, you know. I never was in North Africa, for example. Mm-hmm. Never been there. So we had a chance in Egypt, but then some problems started. So we had some warnings from people. It's like, we believe in God here, so we're going to kill you, and things like that.
God.
But the problem started when we tried to get visas. It was like tons of paper bureaucracy work, so we gave up, you know. Yeah. So, but we musicians, not warriors, so if they want us, so sorry.
Yeah.
Not gonna like spend half of a year just to sign all these tons of papers trying to go. We like regular people, we're coming in peace to your country with the music. So if you got anything against, stop it. Just let's stop that bullshit. It's just like nothing, like trying to find a problem. You know?
Yeah.
And South America, beautiful country. It would be nice to spend a vacation in this area, Argentina, like Chile, and all these places. So it's like many places, like, you know, that's easy. Like all places are pretty good, and almost every place I could see as a tourist and visit just to spend time, to see more than just around the club.
Yes. Yeah. This tour ends up on the 4th May at the Bavarian Paddle Spring Fest. So what will happen next? Back to the studio for the new album or a holiday?
No. Not studio nor holidays, not yet. Studio we booked for the end of the year.
Mm.
So actually the new album is going to, this time, we're going to spend the last days of the year.
Mm.
So December, maybe the last days of November. This is what we booked already for recordings.
Okay.
And same with holidays. I mean, holidays, we may count on holidays maybe September, maybe October.
Mm.
So just to focus a little bit before the studio came up. Comes up. So after this, we have more festivals. The summer season starts. So we have about like 15, maybe 20 different festivals in Europe.
Yeah.
We have a trip to Brazil as well. And we're working on US, so if it's going to happen, it's going to happen in September.
Mm.
If not, we're going to spend those days at home, probably.
Mm.
We've been working with the new material. So this is mainly the plan.
Okay.
You know? So definitely till the end of August, so we're going to be busy with playing shows, festivals. We're going to stay around.
I know that you have used to my very long interviews, but now I'm going to surprise you, because this is the last question.
All right.
Yeah? So you tell me, how would you like to close this chat?
I don't want to close the chat.
Okay, let's go on.
I think I'm sure that we're gonna see next time with maybe next album, so we will have like something more to talk.
Yes.
Maybe I can express myself and tell you more about the new songs and why and what for.
Yes. And, in fact, I would be very interested.
And me too, believe me. I'm just collecting. I'm still keep collecting some ideas, some things in my mind. I'm just like doing a scratches in my notebook and things. And at the end, I'm just putting on a paper. Mm. And then I will be ready to explain some feelings. What I was meaning about, you know. I hope like next year that's gonna be something new and fresh for me.
Great, great. I'm looking forward. And in a couple of hours, I guess, you will go on stage here in Milan. Let's say the theater we are here.
It looks pretty good. Like the first time here in Milan in this place.
Yeah.
Actually. So what can I say? I expect pretty good show. Like, at least as good as last night and normal.
Yes. Okay. I thank you, Peter, very much for this chat. And,
grazie mille.
Prego. And talk to you next time.
Until then. Say till next time. Arrivederci.
No, alla prossima volta.
Whatever.
Alla prossima volta.
Sounds
in
great.
Polish,
I love
how
that.
How you say it in Polish?
In Polish, do zobaczenia.
Do zobaczenia.
Do zobaczenia.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Like till we see next time. It's
okay.
Like translated in English.
Okay, and I say yes, tentaria.
That's good. Nice to meet you. Miło poznać.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks, Peter.
Thanks. Again. Thanks again.